Hello everyone and welcome back to DCC, Blind Wave, Tabletop RPG Adventures Continue.
Oh.
I apologize in advance for my voice. I've got a little bit of a frog in my throat.
Kill it!
Frogs.
I heard your voice cracking and he was like, why doesn't he cough?
That's it.
Everything. I have a plan.
Almost
great.
Thought you said everything off the table. I was trying to flip. I just set everything off.
Last time, if we remember.
Remember!
You headed deep into the swamps.
Yes!
Driven by your god, Father Labla, on a sacred mission.
Mm-hmm. He's not my god.
To stop.
Yeah, but your treasure is. Beef.
I haven't heard about it yet.
No, you haven't.
He's on top of a mound of treasure, right?
He is.
Yeah.
Is he sleeping?
You need to stop the resurrection of the old god, basically.
Yeah.
Is the idea. And you manage to make your way through his vile lair until now.
Now it's a vine lair.
Yes, that's true. You did release some vines. Right.
That was a terrible mistake of us.
To paint the picture again, there's a large cavity, roughly 50 foot square, with a roof some 25 foot high. Water drips from the ceiling above, creating pools throughout the cavern. Mm-hmm. In this cavern sits a great beast, an embodiment of loathsome evil made flesh, resembling the stone idol in the fane above, but in pastely gray-white flesh, the monstrosity squats atop a pile of earth. Gleaming bones, glittering treasure, pools of smoking slime, its eyes each the size of a shield.
Like a little shield? Like a buckler?
That's what it looks like.
It's got like a double jaw thing too.
Are closed in the darkness.
Look how many warts are on its back.
The toad thing seems equally oblivious to both your presence and the water that patters on its head.
Pitter patters?
Looks like Hypnotoad.
On its head.
Me.
Realistic Hypnotoad.
Yep.
That's what it's done to you.
It's got big, giant eyes. Do we have...
It's like my back... Better to see you with.
My back sophomore year, man.
I'm saying, my Zelda train like, tells me to shoot those back. Eyes.
Like, what is this?
So, what do you do?
Aren't there a bunch of little bad guys around? Like, worshipping it or something?
They were devoured by the vines.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, we threw the thing
this
in
was
it.
The room?
All right.
Well, shit, we're already here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in there.
Yeah, we were in the
we
room.
We just saw all that.
We did the vines, we went in, we like, dude, we have the kobolds waiting to go
left.
In, and then if things come at us, we can use the vines to attack them.
I thought this was just like the worship room. I didn't know this was like the...
This is it. This is the boss battle,
the throne room.
All right, it's a toad sitting on some treasure. Let's, look, we
gotta I can throw
it. We gotta kill it.
I can throw a seed on it.
Yeah, do we still have our archer with us?
Yes, you have Gwen, you have some goblin mind slaves.
We have Inigo Montoya.
You had
what's his name?
Hidalgo.
Yep.
It is a very big amphibian.
I think a great idea would be to try to have Gwen take out his eyes. I mean, they're as big as shields.
Yeah, but are they open?
They're closed.
Yeah, they're closed.
He's sleeping.
They're eyelids. She can't shoot through eyelids.
I don't know.
Ribbit.
It depends what its skin's made of.
I think their eyelids are made of. Non-arrow piercing.
Depends what
material.
Their skin is made of, Eric.
If it's probably made out of everything that like its back is made out of, right?
Yeah.
Eric.
Hmm.
Can you roll religion to check and see if there's any old stories of the iron skin frog or anything like that?
Sure.
Okay. Roll intelligence.
No. Four.
Can you roll it again?
You were too embodied with the passion to slay this vile thing.
I
now
care.
Is the time to think.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you roll intelligence? Can one of us do it just check that way?
I would say, not because I want them, but for sake, I thought last time people were worshiping these people inside here. Right? Because we heard chanting inside the doorways. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I thought it was they were worshiping it.
Like, we came into a room where they were all sleeping, and there were doors shut on the other side of that, and you're like, you hear chanting that's louder. And then we killed everyone in the vines, and then we came out of the vines, and then I thought there was more people with this frog guy up here on this pedestal thing.
Well, can't...
I'm not saying because I want to fight them all, but just for the sake of the story, I thought there were more there were like some more people. I don't know how many.
You're wrong. I clearly remember that. Okay.
Well,
question: can you turn to like a frog and come down and say you're like a prophet of that frog? Like,
no, no, that's the it's an evil frog. If I were to do that, it would anger
would
my
they,
god.
Would they?
Do you know where we could check the tape?
I don't know. Where's the tape?
I thought we killed the few people that were in the room.
No, we didn't fight anybody in this next room. We fought everybody in the vine room.
In the pool, but then we lured people out.
Never did that yet.
Yeah, we haven't done that.
We didn't fight anybody in the next room. We just came in, and you're like, here's what you see. Like, we can do this. Like, all right, we'll have to do that next time.
Okay.
But I was pretty sure there was chanting in the next room. I just want to say, for sake of whatever the story is, that way people aren't like, where the hell those people go? You know what I mean?
No, that's a good point.
But I don't know where you have it saved. Or
I mean, it'd be in the drive.
In the Google Drive?
For the editor.
It's not in any of...
I can't remember. Rick, you should have a version that doesn't have them, and then say a version that's like, and then the toad eats all of the worshippers and looks at us, opens its pierceable eyelid eyes. I don't know.
Well, there was the pool.
Yep, there was a pool. Had like 20 guys in it or something like that. I threw 3 seeds into it, the seeds went and shut the door and said, fuck this! And then you heard noises and screaming and stuff, and they quieted, and then when we opened up, they were all dead.
So in
but
the
there
adventure,
were there were more doors on the other side that we could hear noises from, I
more
thought.
Doors.
Cause here, like area 213, there were 8 brethren, 1 under priest, and 1 high priest. In that room with the pool.
Okay.
And then beyond in the toad thing's lair is just the toad.
Okay. I was just saying what I thought I remembered. If anyone thinks it's not right, then that's fine. We can just go on with the toad.
It sounds familiar, but also...
Okay.
I don't know. I, I wasn't the one that brought it up, so it wasn't as, like, striking to me.
How about we do this, then? This will cover it both ways. So, you guys go into the tunnel... cut, and then you see, you hear the sounds of echoing chanting. You see no figures. It sounds like as if the caves itself, in the eras gone by, there's been so much chanting in this room that the echoes have continued throughout all eternity.
Jeez.
That sucks.
It's like words of power in Skyrim.
Hey, Nepshabab, hey, Nepshabab, hey, Nepshabab.
Would you roll an intelligence check, Eric?
Yes. 4.
What the shit?
Exactly. Someone.
I keep meaning to buy red dice online. I keep forgetting.
I'm going to change. There's those.
Rick recognizes them. Very easy.
Can I do magical?
Yeah.
Look for magic and stuff.
You might know.
Very easy
with
to recognize
9.
If they keep coming up 20s.
No.
Well, I know, but that's why you get... I need more intelligence. How do I have my intelligence, Rick?
Alright, so you sub them out.
I need some more smartness.
It's still easy to tell if you pick it up and roll it, and it comes up 20 every time.
So what do you do?
They're reliably rigged.
They're talking. This is important, Eric. It's not important.
I don't know if you guys hear that, but there's chanting going on.
Yes, there's chanting and things happening.
Alright, so what do you do? The toad seems to not care about your presence.
Good.
It sits on a mound of treasure, as well as other sacrifices that are
less worth.
Let's
just grab the treasure and leave.
Yeah, it won't care. It doesn't even notice her presence. Hey! Hey!
I'll take his presence. Oh, we gotta hit it, right?
Do we have to?
No, we have to kill it. That's the only reason I'm here.
Right? I mean, we could leave, and then Eric's gonna fight on his
story-wise.
Right?
Story-wise, so,
we have to kill.
So,
this
thing. Eric, that's pretty fucking big. I'm out.
Leave.
So it's in a dark cavern with no light. There's stalactites, stalagmites. Tites go down, mites go up.
That's true.
Is there a what goes down?
Tites.
Tights?
Yes, stalactites go down.
Is there a stalactite right over it?
The ceiling is covered in this.
Can we, like...
How big are they?
Could we, like, fire something at them and just have them rain down and go... Poof.
Maybe.
Yes?
Hopefully it wouldn't, you know, cave in the cavern. But I guess that depends on
and
your
make
role.
Us lose the treasure.
He still die. It worked for me.
I got my bitch-ass armor.
Bitch, please. Bitch, please, armor.
Bitch, please, armor.
Yeah. Bitch, ass armor.
All right.
Throw a fireball up there.
Magic missile.
Magic missile is stalactite.
Moonglum will gladly cast something at the cavernous ceiling.
Yeah, but he might cave it in on purpose.
He probably would.
You know what I mean? Like, all right there.
He's been kind of quiet lately.
I forgot he was with us.
Yeah, he's got some luck back. You could do it and cast some luck if you need to.
Guess. I always hate rolling a magic missile. All right, is that what you want to do? Magic missile this guy?
I'm not going to force you, but don't try to relieve yourself of the responsibility for a terrible roll.
That's not my fault. This is what you guys want. This is what you guys want.
I think it's a good plan.
You want me to cast this, and hopefully it hits in the right spot, and hopefully it does damage.
He's a giant toad. It's going to hit somewhere.
It's your job. If you don't hit it, it's your failing.
How long did you hit that stalactite?
I don't have magic missile.
You shoot an arrow.
I don't have a bow.
What? Here, I'll let you borrow mine.
So there's like a tunnel that winds and then opens. The rest of you are standing in the tunnel. You're standing in the tunnel as well.
I'm not doing this anymore. I don't know. Well, we had the vines behind us, right?
Yes.
We had the kobolds with the fire to keep the vines in check. Mm-hmm. Where if we had to, we could just pull back into that.
Yeah.
And then we could let the vines attack the frog, maybe.
Yeah.
That could be good.
I don't think the frog is going to come through here.
What?
I mean,
if we wake him up, he gets pissed off. He's gonna chase us. Try to kill him, right?
We don't know anything about him right now. He's just sleeping.
Like that goes into the place we're at goes back to the pool room.
They call it a resurrection thing. So if we don't kill him now, he'll probably be imbued with his evil god's power, and we'll all be fucked.
Is it possible that he hasn't resurrected yet? This is just a body.
The tunnel doesn't seem big enough for the frog. As if maybe the frog was given sacrifices and grew too fat.
Oh, he's just stuck here.
He's a giant fat frog.
He's stuck.
Just throw your magic missile. All
right.
13.
Caster throws a single missile. Ooh, hang on. All right, is it better to do 1 point of damage that never misses? Or a D4 caster level point of damage.
I mean, you just have to disrupt those things, and then gravity.
You're not aiming at something specific. Yeah,
gravity does the rest, baby. All you need is a little push.
Okay.
It's a question of whether you want to be precise and get exactly one stalactite to go down on him. Or...
Well, I mean, magic missile never misses.
Precise is going to be good because it won't have any collateral fallings.
But it's like a little, you know, one thing versus a more of a blast.
All right. Well, what I have right now is 1 point of damage to. Or I can spend a luck to do a D4 plus caster level if I want a bigger blast there.
You're spending a luck for something then.
It's a difference between one stalactite or many stalactites.
Many.
As long as you don't cover the treasure, you can do the
D4. All right. I guess I'll use a luck. I got filled with luck, right? Before.
Yeah, you got filled with luck.
Don't
so you
add
back,
caster
back
level
your
to
your
roll too?
Oh no, wait. I got.
Yes, you do add caster level.
Which is 2, right?
Yes.
Wait, add it to my roll?
Yeah.
So that's a 15.
Okay. Well, then I don't need it then.
Yeah.
Because I just need a 14. So as long as I get a plus 1,
mm-hmm.
it does that. So I don't need to spend luck.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can just spend a D4 plus caster level.
So roll a D4.
I hate rolling D4s. That's a 3.
Okay.
Plus 2, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes 5.
Okay, so that's 5 stalactites.
Ooh!
So roll a d6 for each, for damage.
Here.
I'm not using your little shit. No.
No. Here.
Oh. Okay. 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had, right?
5.
Power.
Six, six, four, one, three.
Ooh. 2 sixes.
So...
666. And 24.
20?
Uh-huh. 12. Yeah.
4 and 6 and 4 and 6.
Above average.
Okay. All right. So, Agent J, what do your magic missiles look like? Like, what color are they?
Green!
All right.
I like green. Or blue.
Green. Like, what's your weapon? Or...
My weapon?
Yeah, are you using like a wand or a staff?
I have a staff and I have an elven short sword.
Okay, so you cast things out of your staff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Except he used a bastard sword instead
of a short sword. So you take your staff and you start to do some, like, twirly stuff with it. Like Shane's lightsaber fight with the double saber. And then, fwa! And like a shotgun blast of magic missiles come out.
Okay.
And they start to hit the ceiling. And stalactites start to rain down on the toad. And you see, as if it were a pincushion, as they sort of go in and stick, black boiling
blood
starts to pour out of it.
Better not be acidic.
It's got all the treasure!
As I say! And it's acidic, by the way.
And it begins to melt the treasure. No.
That's what I was worried about.
Rick, that can ruin everything.
I can ruin
if you wanted to.
Everything. Its eyes open, and you hear this screaming, vile croak that you all need to roll fortitude saves for, except for Father Loblaw. So roll a d20 and add your fortitude saves. You need a 10 or more to not be affected.
What'd you have,
Calvin? What'd you say I'd
add? That number.
Three.
No. Seven. Roll a d20 eight. And add that number to this number.
13.
Damn it.
Okay.
Well, you're good.
Yes, you're good.
20.
Oh, I got an 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man, you really fucked
up. So these two are under 10.
So the two of you are sort of panicked at the moment and can't act this round.
Okay.
Hearing this demon frog sound.
I did some stuff. What did you do, Calvin?
He advised.
But its eyes open.
Wait, what about do we need to... No, I'm good. We're good.
Yes, but its eyes open, and they seem to go in separate directions and looking around, but then they both focus on you.
Yeah.
Let's roll initiative.
Okay.
Do I roll initiative?
Yeah, everyone does. You just won't be able to act in the first round.
Damn.
I have Father Loblaw at 10, the frog at 9, Shane at 4. What are the other initiatives?
I am at 12.
Calvin at 12. Jay?
7 plus, do I plus anything?
Your initiative, which should be your agility. Okay, so just 7.
I have no good stats, that's all a shame.
Can you roll for the goblins? And someone roll for Gwen. And I'll roll for Hidalgo.
20.
Gwen got a natural 20.
Oh, shit. Go for the eyes, Gwen!
12?
Come on!
I got a 12 on what I was rolling for.
The goblins?
Your goblins?
The goblins.
The goblins are 12.
And...
I'm just going to do the goblins all together. Gwen is 20, and then Hidalgo
4.
Is a 6.
You didn't cross my line.
Okay, so Gwen is first, and Father Loblaw screams, shoot for the eyes.
The eyes!
6.
Alright, she rolls a 6. Not good enough. So she sort of shoots at it. And her arrow hits, but it hits next to the eye, and it just sort of bounces off.
I told you!
And you...
Next to the eye.
It's she a skin. Missed. It's a skin, Eric.
She missed.
It's also skull.
Calvin is dazed at the goblins. What do you command?
I mean, do we want to keep them back for the
yeah, we need them for the
vines? That way, if we want to fall back, or do we want to bring them up and just have them attack?
Although,
they have spears kind of like frog gigs.
It's true.
No, they don't like frog gigs.
Yeah, but they're just vine men now. They're protecting us from the vine
men. Both me and Shane have weapons that can go on fire and keep the vines back too, if that were but
I'm just worried that he's going to somehow take control of the vine men.
What weapons do they have? We gave them better weapons.
They have spears right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're like, hey, take this shit!
Yes.
Yeah. They have like pikes. For them.
Yeah.
I guess we could use them to attack with. There was...
6. And then if they're that close, right. Any retaliation is probably going to go on to them, on us.
There's 5.
So they charge?
Yep. Right.
I guess.
11.
All right. 11. They start to attack all as a group. Trying to flank it, and they start to stab. Half of them are distracting, while the other half are actually trying to do damage.
Yay! It's a 1.
One.
That's
One. Damn it, Rick. You got your one dice.
Five.
Seven. Oh. Yeah, I know. I need more.
I mean, it's a one that's like, I wanted to get one.
All right, so they start to pierce away its flesh.
Yep.
The smell is horrid, sulfuric.
Horrid sulfuric
smell.
Smells.
It's the pain of my enemies. It's pleasing to me. Not only am I going to rush into attack, but I'm turning on and I'm activating my fire damage, which is a plus D6 for the next three rounds.
So we won't have that.
Huh? No.
We won't have it for the retreat.
Okay. Nope. I'm using everything.
Hey, Shane had his fire.
Shane's good.
Retreat.
Shane's good.
I'm going to use it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right.
I attack with roll. Fire damage. Roll with 20. D20?
Yep.
11.
11.
Plus a D6.
No.
No.
It should be weapon pluses first.
Attack bonus is plus 4.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
A 15.
15 hits. Now roll damage.
Which is a
D8, I believe, for the flail.
And then a D6 for the fire.
That's the D6. This is an 8, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So roll both of these?
Mm-hmm.
Both! Okay, I got a 6 on the 8 and a 3 on the 6.
9?
Yep.
Okay, so you... What?
This is the way you, like, I got a 6 9 on an 8 and a 3 like... on a 6.
Try to say them as much as possible so I can recall them later.
Just say the numbers.
All right, so you charge forth in your armor, a flail on fire lighting this dark cavern.
Yeah.
You climb up the bones and the gold. And then you begin to sort of, right in front of the frog, you swirl your flail and strike it right in the cheek.
Yeah.
Turn the other cheek, brother.
Turn the other cheek, brother.
And it's with such force that it sort of goes like this, and its tongue unrolls.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
And it sort of staggers and brings it back in and looks at you.
Mm-hmm.
And shot. Attacks.
It attacks.
It's turn.
You piss it off.
Bring it. Croaking God. Bitch.
Kill.
One.
Oh, natural one.
Thank Gus.
All right.
Dazed.
So it is just dazed and
confused.
Just can't act at all.
Yeah.
Aaron is dazed.
I thought it'd be cool if it like had an attack music. Bing. What's that? He's so cool.
Hidalgo.
Freaking out from
Hidalgo.
The frog yelling at me.
19. Hidalgo is the best. Trying to throw an apple at the eye. Hidalgo.
Shish kebab.
Are you carrying a shield?
No, I need to buy a shield.
He needs a shield.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
But he is hunched over from the hit.
Yeah. True. So,
no, he's got his arm and back right. extension like a baseball.
No, he went
player.
Like this.
I know he's beaver.
So Hidalgo rushes forth and starts to climb the pile and climbs on top of the frog.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him sort of take his rapier and turn it over this way into the eye.
Oh,
ooh, in the eye.
It's like a needle.
Ah!
Ah! Yeah. To him, it is.
Six.
Okay.
So as he does so, he sort of pulls it back out, and you see the eye come out of the socket and sort of fall into the pool.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
And then the other one does as well.
The other one?
And then parts of it just starts boiling, and it becomes an ooze that just drips into the pile. And eventually is no more.
Oh, dang it. It's cursed.
Me and Dog was standing on top of this acid pot. I'm holding a fucking flaming flail. And he's like...
Wait, where'd it go?
It's so cool.
So that's 4 experience points.
Ooh.
Wait, we haven't had experience points for anything yet. Is this
all of it? Yeah, no, so that's just for the toad. So don't write anything down yet. I'll add it all up. So it's 4 for that.
That's it, because there was the room
it's
before that.
It's 3 for the pool. 7.
So don't write anything. Eric! It should be erased. I'm just doing pre-math. Boggle it.
Pre-math.
Eric gains back a point of luck.
Woo!
For
okay. 1 million luck. Woo!
I'm actually at full luck right now because I was in the pool.
You yep. fool.
So I get plus one luck. Now my luck modifier turns to two.
Alright, so that's it for now. Seven.
Seven.
What about the room where they were had the pews?
Okay, make sure you guys are all calling out what you're at. I'm at 55 experience points at one.
No, sorry, Aaron's right. Add another three.
Ooh, I'm at 58. So I have 58 experience points out of 110 to level up. Alan?
I have 76 experience points.
As do I.
Do you search the mound?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Someone ready to write it down?
Calvin? Okay, Calvin's gonna do it.
Calvin, who is our thief,
don't
we'll
lose
keep us
nothing.
74.
Don't take anything for yourself either.
74.
Top screen.
Nope. Not top screen.
Alan.
Alan.
You fool. Alan.
You bitch.
Alan!
You ready?
Alan.
Sure.
500 gold pieces.
Woo!
$1 million. Woo!
50 platinum discs.
Platinum discs. Okay.
Take out the metal benders that way.
A gold ring worth 50 gold pieces. A large pallid yellow toadstone that has been carved into the shape of a heart.
Sounds dumb.
What's a toadstone?
Well, hang on.
Like
let's
a kidney stone of a toad?
Let's get the rest of the treasure first, right. And then we can, like...
Divvy up.
Well, like... What is this? Magic.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. What is toadstone.
North American frogs eat toads.
A toadstone is it's a real life gemstone.
Like a kidney stone in the shape of a toad?
It looks... That's disgusting.
They look like the eggs at the feet.
Wait until everybody can see.
It's the rest of the treasure.
Okay, we'll get to it.
Damn. He's against it now. That's been too much time doing this. We're done.
Looks like that.
That's a toadstone?
That disgusting. Looks terrible.
I don't want it.
It looks like the eggs that the male lays on the female's back.
It looks
and
like...
It burst open.
It looks like that fear that people have of, like, eggs.
However, it's been carved into the shape of a heart. It's the size of a cantaloupe. It's worth 1,000 gold pieces.
Okay, so it's worth money.
Yeah.
We're going to sell it.
No.
Sell it.
No.
For money.
What else do we got for...
Hey, we killed your frog. We can get some shit. We didn't even come here for the frog.
I was,
we came here for the treasure.
Yeah, and that's my
frog.
God's blessing.
No. Your blessing is that armor. You're wearing your body. Words.
Okay. That is it.
Damn.
Okay.
As far as the treasure goes.
There were no shields.
Eric.
Dang it, you were right. Dang it, Aaron, you were right.
Took too long.
So, Eric's eyes go into, like, a toad eyes. And so they change colors, they change shape, and they also go in multiple directions now.
Oh shit!
You're weird.
Cool.
And along with that is a new spell.
Okay.
Called the Plague of Toads.
I don't like that.
I'll make you a copy of it later, but that's
Eric,
it.
Eric, look at this.
Plague of Toads.
So basically, you can cast a spell at someone, and
I can infest enemies' bodies with small carnivorous toads.
Yep.
That eat their way out of a target's mortal form.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Good thing this monster didn't do it to us.
Right.
There's gotta be a lot of.
Glad
them,
that we came with our
chance.
Plan. And
toads don't eat a whole
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, fucking spell in Harry Potter makes you spit out fucking frogs and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, slugs.
Slugs.
Yeah.
It's even worse.
Manifestation. A swarm of tadpoles engulf their targets and quickly fade as they're absorbed into the victim's abdomen. That's great.
Absorbed?
So it says.
Interesting.
Would have been interesting if they were like Slither and they just force themselves.
Plague of
their,
Toads. Okay, I can turn people.
Facial orifices.
I can run Weasley it, I guess, yeah.
Pretty much. Except way more gruesome.
Yeah. So my eyes, what are the properties of them? Like, you said they change shape and color?
Basically, they look like frog eyes now instead of person eyes. Yeah. And it's just further getting corrupted into...
A toad.
A toad.
Okay. Does my armor include, like, a hood? so I can go into towns and stuff.
You're gonna turn into a toad, Eric.
Yes.
You wanna be a toad or a frog?
Of course.
You're gonna start cleaning
toads and frogs are very different.
You're gonna start cleaning your stomach every night.
It'll be fine.
I don't
want to
do that.
Okay, and then I can see multiple things at once now, right? My eyes can go different directions.
Does that give different perceptive ability?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We'll be staying good. Looking at you.
Like an extra plus or anything?
It gives them bonuses to, like, not being ambushed.
Okay.
And things like that.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Does it change his vision as far as light or no?
I can see in the dark.
I know some creatures have like low light vision, dark.
Yes, it does give you dark vision as well.
Sure. Okay.
Dang it, that's cool.
Can I secrete poison from my skin?
Yeah, but he looks ugly when he goes in the city. You're like,
keep your hood up.
Remember how Hidalgo was freaking out about him being a frog, and he's like, "Oh, wait, he's normal."
Yeah, well,
weird.
Now Hidalgo was my boy in that last fight.
Now he's gonna look at you and be like, "What? Hey, I did the most damage to that frog."
My advice, you're like, I don't want to do it, guys. I'm not responsible.
There was just, yeah. There was just
we're
that
not
question. There was that question
was
of
our recommendation.
Who's
that
back
got you
in the tunnel? I'm like, what?
Yeah, so, don't worry. Send the goblins. I'll stay back here in case this happens. They go and I'd be like, ah! You're like, sorry. It's funny.
Hidalgo sort of cracks his neck and it's like, well done, Father. Dear God, it's cursed him. Where's the cleric?
Kill it! He is a cleric.
What?
That's the problem. He's our healer. This is a terrible idea.
I don't like this. He's like gonna be like...
The thief needs to be a frog.
Look what I've given you. Look at all this treasure.
Yeah, you want to take it.
What are worldly possessions? Take them with you.
I don't want to take it all.
Oh.
I've gotten this.
You're gonna be like...
That's all I need, boys.
Recovery girl. Except instead of her lips, it's gonna be your tongue.
You guys will love it.
No.
It'll make it real good.
No.
You can leave Ruby on the boat.
No.
No, the boat's destroyed.
No.
We gotta go save Ruby. Let's go.
Yeah.
But the
all right, Hidalgo, let's go find
slave
that
woman.
That crown.
Do I have a hood? I don't have a hood.
Well, there's no cities here. No one cares about.
Yeah, but we look at by that.
We can assume you have a hood.
Yeah, I have a hood.
No, he doesn't.
So like, Hidalgo looks at me and I put the hood up.
I cut off
like,
the hood.
I congratulate. Hidalgo for a well fought fight.
Moonglum, set his hood on fire so it burns away. You keep going in towns buying hoods, I keep cutting them off. Fuck. Alright, well, we need to head to the northern part.
Do we need to look at the treasure? The toad thing? You said we needed to like check it for magic or something?
It's just worth
it. It's just money. Okay.
We can check it. 13.
Plus cast level?
2.
It does seem to have magic that ties it with something else, or did, but whatever it tied it to is now dead.
We'll just sell it.
So this is, okay. That's fine, it's a lot of gold.
Alright, so you want to head north and try to find the pirates?
We need to find Ruby,
yep.
And Igor, is that his name?
Igor.
And I think there was a third person, like the toothless dude.
Toothless Pete.
Navigator, right?
We need to find him and get a boat and kill the guy or take the crown so that we can get away from the sea dragon thing.
All right, I'm all in. I've achieved my goals, so I'm all in to follow you guys now. All
right, you gotta go.
Yep.
What about the goal of not dying to the curse that we're all under?
You gotta get off the island first.
As we were leaving, did I find any shields?
No!
Damn. What, there's people in here that we didn't fight!
No,
surely they have weapons.
There's no people in here.
They were frogmen.
No.
They're just the echoes.
It was the echoes of chanting.
No. No, we killed them all in the pool.
That was the last room.
Yeah, but we had to go back out, didn't we?
Yes, but they were priests.
Priests don't carry shields,
warrior priests do.
They had foul magic.
That movie, no. John Benthal?
Yeah.
Just came out.
They had magic about birds, Eric.
Not silence, but...
Birds.
John...
Yeah. It's not the
what?
Frenthal?
Huh?
No, they had foul Spider-Man. Magic. Just came with the movie. They're like warrior priests, and he doesn't. He's a mute. He doesn't talk the whole fucking movie.
There was
it's on Netflix now.
Warrior
too.
Priests.
He doesn't talk the whole movie, and he's like this badass. Yeah.
What about that Van Helsing guy?
Jack Hume.
The guy who
Hugh Jackman.
What was his name? Brother, something.
Scar.
Roland Kimbo.
Huh? No, from Van Helsing. Van Helsing.
Are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right.
Carl.
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
Yeah, his name's Carl.
Carl.
He's Faramir.
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. No, I'm about Helsing.
Van Helsing.
No, Helsing. I said it right the first time.
Oh.
You fuck.
Oh, the anime.
Yeah, the father, okay. The brother, whatever, right? You said that Zach loved him.
Paladin Anderson?
There you go!
Paladin Anderson.
Yeah, father or anything.
Whatever, I didn't say father. Any father. I said
you did.
Priest or something. Brother. I said father, brother, yeah. I don't know what he was.
Yeah. Warrior priest for him, I think.
Nope, not now. Now the paladins.
Alright. Well, after a few hours of travel,
yeah,
the trail finally levels out on a flattened summit of a hill.
Uh-huh.
A shattered ziggurat temple squats atop this plateau.
Another ziggurat?
Ziggurat.
The upper levels split open and crushed as if by a giant fist from above. Mm. Clunks of stone debris, some as big as horses, are scattered along the southwest and northeast sides of the ruin. Each tier of the temple is about 5 feet high, as parts of it stand, and parts of it stand about 30 feet high now. The path you follow leads directly to the temple. Three pairs of imposing giant warrior statues stand silent guard over the overgrown path. One, the farthest on the right-hand side, has been toppled, apparently by flying debris from whatever struck the temple.
Oh, it's the sound of that.
To the left, you spy a pair of crumbling buildings. They're barely upright, unroofed, bare walls, with prodigious gaps in places. They do not look sturdy at all. Despite the decrepitude of the site, you see a stoked fire pit just off the far end of the trail, across from the toppled statue.
But this, like, just like right over there. Like, can I just send Beedrill over to go check it out? He can fly above.
Yeah. What are you wanting to look at in particular? The outbuildings, the ziggurat.
Well, can you? It's like a facility kind of area, right? Like, sure. It's all kind of like grouped up.
Mm-hmm.
Can he just do, like, one pass first, just to kind of, like, from above, like, look around as, like, a general? Like, if he sees of anything of interest in an area or anything?
Okay, he sees nothing in the outbuildings from flying over without inspecting them closely. He sees the ziggurat itself. It looks like there are, like, most of the upper levels, there's nothing to, but he does see stairways going down to, like, a large bronze doors that seems to go to somewhere underneath.
Hmm. Okay. I'll summon Beedrill back, then, if that's all he sees from a little circle.
Okay.
Hmm. Bronze doors, the ziggurat.
Hmm. That's really something I might be able to do. I don't remember when. I think it was, like, in a swamp. I got, like, this mist potion. It says mist
yep.
potion.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I can see through the mist with my new eyes. That'd be kind of cool. Like, if I ever sneak in somebody, I can drop, like, mist potion. Everything is mist, like, rolls out in the village. I just walk through. I can see through everything. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Is that what it is, or was it the...
It's dark vision.
That turns you into mist.
Yeah, I think it's, like, the one that turns you into mist, and you can, like, float, like, Dracula or whatever.
Yeah.
And then reform.
Yep.
Huh. Never mind. That's better. Can I do that in the middle of battle to phase through a weapon strike? That'd be kind of cool.
It's an action to use a potion.
Yeah, you might be able to do it before. I don't know how long it lasts.
Yeah. And it says mist potion. I just naturally thought it was a potion that made
so
mist.
So real life you could, just not this game.
Okay.
What a stupid thing you thought, Eric.
What a stupid thing I've done.
What do you think? You drink the potion and...
So,
coming like, out of your ass.
No, I thought you'd like do this and
it's like one for my homies.
Ice, but awesome.
And just mist everywhere. Alright, you said there's a fire too, right?
Yes, so...
Can I have Beedrill kind of look around that area
sure.
a little bit?
Sure, if he goes to look in that area, he finds that there's a, like, a hut, basically.
Mm.
And there's fire and smoke, like there's some people there. If he sort of flies down and looks in, he sees that there are several human men looking beaten and weary, tied with rope, and that there are four pirate-looking dudes.
Okay, so that's where they have prisoners. For some of the prisoners. That might be some of Hidalgo's men.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll free them, they might be helpful in pushing
if
in.
If they're as rest. Good as he is... We'll have an army that we can take.
Wait,
any,
was
it
Hidalgo the cook?
He's the best. He's like, he might be the worst of them.
Good point.
They're all level 10 pirates.
And we save their friend.
We could sneak down over that way and try to
do that.
Free them.
Yeah.
You said there was how many? Four or five?
Four pirates.
Four pirates? How many tied up men?
Oh, several.
Several, just several tied up men.
Beedrill can't count.
Yeah, but I can see through his eyes, Rick.
I think. There are 10.
Telepath.
10 prisoners.
Okay. All right, well, we should head that way.
Okay. All of you?
Yep.
Let's do it.
All right, so your massive group heads that way. At the first sight, the four pirates throw down their arms. Because there are five of you plus five goblins plus a Gwyn.
Plus a Gwyn, yeah. A Gwyn. It was us, and Doggo, Gwyn, Moonglum, and goblins. Yeah, we got a good little army building up here. There's
quite a crew.
Free this place.
Doggo steps in the lead and says, "Men, I have freed you! As I promised."
Let him have it.
This is like Gauss Quest. And not in a good way.
Launch all missiles.
I'm out.
Now it's like, he has saved us. Captain Dagger.
The sailors look very weak and frail, as if they haven't been given food or water in possibly days.
Okay.
You know, this entire time, I didn't realize I'm like the healer.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
Can I do something for that?
Yes, you can.
I was like, you don't need to be a tank and the healer. It's not a great idea.
No one's told me.
We've told you every session.
No.
Yes, you're the healer. You're the cleric.
I might have been told in the beginning, but I don't remember. No, it hasn't been every session.
No, well, when you were complaining about your armor, I was like, no, it's better that you're not the tank and the healer.
So go and roll personality, a d20.
But now you both have better armor.
Your PER.
Good.
Four plus what?
The hell is four today?
Your personality, PER, your modifier.
Zero. I'm down to four.
Because all right. It's a 16.
So with a four, you sort of go and you sort of start to collect some mud and like rub it on their wounds and have them start to eat it.
That doesn't sound good.
You're going to get worms when I smack them.
He re-rolled a four.
He's like, You need more swamp things inside of you. It's very good. It's very good for you.
Stop, Father Lapla. What are you doing?
What do I gotta do to not do something insanely stupid like that? Spend a luck?
I don't know.
Like, I actually have been a one.
This is why you don't know you're a healer.
Like a one would be like, I forgot what I was saying. You know, I guess. I don't know.
I'm done. Here, eat mine.
Like, I'm 3 points above a one, Rick.
Isn't that better than eating dirt?
So, you can't really do anything magical for them.
Yeah.
But you can tell that they need food and water, and can give them water from your water skin.
Okay.
And encourage the rest of the party to do the same.
Fuck water.
Yeah, I have a water skin. I don't have any food on me.
I have this flask. I mean,
we should all have rations. Yeah.
I have a flask.
I will drink.
Get a bunch of mums.
What?
Meet the parents.
Meet the parents.
I was gonna say,
light the torch.
Hidalgo, we thought you left us for dead. We're so happy to see you and your new friends.
Good.
I share some food with him, if he's gonna share water.
They eat it greedily.
Yeah.
It has been many days since we have tasted
food. This is well-cooked pig.
Or drank of water.
We should probably tie up the other pirates that surrendered. I don't want to try to take them with us, and then we meet up with a bigger group, and they're like, ha-ha, well, now we can fight.
So you untie these ones and tie up the other ones?
That's probably what we should do, right?
Okay. Or put bracelets on them. Upgrade from little kobolds to pirates. Grown men.
so do you want to talk to the prisoners or to your captains first?
Well, let's talk to the people that we just freed first.
Okay.
And then they can help us with any information that these guys might lie about.
And that also, could temper our how we treat the bad guy pirates. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to them outside the hut.
Yes.
They say...
Oh, wait. They lay down their arms. What kind of arms do they have?
No shields, Eric.
The pirates?
Yeah.
They have cutlasses.
Just cutlasses, okay.
Which now the guys can pick up.
It was a worthy question.
These guys are in no fighting shape.
Yeah,
I didn't we can ask get them to if they walk. Were in funny shape, right?
They're eating mud.
Your fault, Eric.
No, they've been starved and dehydrated.
Yeah,
they can probably walk along with you, but that would be the extent at this point.
Eric, you'd have healed these people instead of making them eat.
I would have tried. I tried.
They ask.
This is why I don't heal.
You're the healer.
They ask how you came to this island, if you were sailing men.
Do we look like sailing men?
What do you think?
do you look like dangerous men.
Aye.
But not necessarily seaworthy.
I'm dangerous.
When they're looking at my face, my hood goes up a little further down.
But there are enough of us here to crew the pirate ship, the Raptor.
Ooh, the Raptor.
But I don't know how we'll get it past that sea dragon.
Well, we're
working on that. Hopefully. We gotta find the pirate leader.
Yes,
I wanna find out how we can control the sea serpent and then like harness it up.
I'll get the crown.
Well, harness it up to where it can just propel the ship.
Just have it swim with us.
The pirate's leader is called Ular Het. He is a powerful magician.
So am I. Just see when I did this frog back.
What's his name?
Ular Het.
Ular.
U-L-A-R space B-H-E-T.
Hey, reminds me of
silence.
I have a snake amulet. Do I know what this is for or why I have it?
Do you remember? To be the counter to him.
I don't know. I remember where I got it from, but I just looked down like snake amulet.
It seems important. You failed your check to figure out what it did.
Oh. Yeah.
So you can try again.
I should roll again on that. Okay. I'm going to try again. Sorry.
Don't fucking fail. Nope.
Damn it, should've used green.
Should've used the green.
I don't know what this is.
Can I try again? Because I tried and failed too.
Your god hates snakes.
Yep.
Okay.
So he won't give you insight into its abilities.
Why are you smiling? Wouldn't you want that?
No, I don't want it. I don't want to know what it does.
You take it.
So you're antagonistic to me.
I'm lawful, you're chaotic, aren't you?
Yeah, you...
If I don't know, I don't want anyone else to know. what do you want to ask of them? They're eternally grateful. They say that they'll obviously sail the ship, since
hey,
you guys don't know how.
You guys know where the snake amulet is?
You can free them.
Alright.
What do you think, Shane?
I don't know. Honestly.
We should ask them if we've seen a dude with a crown of coral.
They?
That's the wizard guy they just talked about.
Ular Het.
Right?
I mean, we presume, right? But we don't know.
Well, they told us Ular Het is the pirate leader.
Yeah, he's the pirate leader, but we don't necessarily know he's the one with the crown.
No. So he's the pirate leader. He does have... he's not the one wearing the crown. He recruited a sea devil, as the pirates call him.
Sea devil?
That wields the crown.
Okay. What the hell's a sea devil?
It's like a...
Like a seahorse? It rides one.
No, it's like another name for like a berserker or something like that, like a pirate, right?
No, it's more like a deep one.
Oh, okay.
In the Cthulhu mythos. And
okay,
that,
I got you.
It might have once been a race of men, but they made packs with terrible
sea
gods.
He's an Atlantean.
And now are terrifying creatures that live below.
A fallen Atlantean.
Gonna be a terrifying creature that lives above, so.
Not eventually. We're gonna force you. We're gonna put... steel balls on your feet.
You can't do shit, Calvin.
But they say...
You watch me.
Just like you didn't do anything in that fight.
Watch me.
Whoa,
watch
because...
me.
They tell you that that the sea devil is regretting teaming up with the pirates, and that the magician... It's not like a partnership anymore. The
He's
magician
altered
is,
the deal.
Is using
oh, shit.
His power to just make the sea devil do whatever he wants.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So we need to kill the magician, and then the sea devil might possibly join our cause.
Or else.
No. We want to make a difference.
Let's find out what the pirates have to say.
Don't
want to
be
the pirate
the magician
bad people,
again.
Or this all from...
No, that was from the good pirates.
Get him into a place of
We could try to figure
trust.
Out what the pirates think of this Ula guy and the sea devil. Ow, what are you doing? That's my hair.
What is our fate, if we should tell you?
Stay here and be alive.
On the island?
What are you wanting?
I mean, do we get to leave in the ship with you?
Do you not like this island?
I mean, it's fine. There's much treasure. We do not want to live here forever.
What do you do with this treasure?
We're going to die in like a year.
What do you do with the treasure? You can't do anything here with the treasure.
Well, no. The plan is...
They want to come with us.
Is that we use the sea drake to sink ships,
mm-hmm.
and we use the sea devil to bring the treasure up. Mm-hmm. We keep the treasure, and then eventually, once we're rich enough, we'll leave.
What does the sea devil get?
He's under control.
Oh, yeah.
He just brings all the valuables back up.
Originally, our captain promised...
My captain.
...the sea devil a powerful artifact, but he tricked him, basically.
They're not
and the artifact instead controlled his mind.
That's sad.
That's sad.
A powerful artifact, huh?
Yes.
An artifact powerful enough to control, like, an ancient being like that.
Maybe an ancient being just...
Sounds better than our wristbands.
It's not really so much an ancient being as it is like an evil race.
Okay.
He's not like a sea god or anything.
They're descended of ancient men.
No. Yeah. I didn't mean like
so
that, but...
So, this pirate leader is controlling the sea devil who's controlling...
The sea drake. Correct.
Okay. So, if we can kill the pirate leader... Take control of the sea devil, we now have control of the sea drake.
Yeah.
The sea serpent thing, right? Is that the same thing?
In theory, but it depends what happens with the sea devil, too. He may be happy that we did that.
Well,
he may also not like
us. We're breaking him from the bonds. At the very least, he can let us leave. Breaking him from the bonds of
whatever
it is.
Perdition.
They'll also tell you that, not including them, there are 10 bad pirates left. Including the captain.
We still have Hidalgo. He's worth 10 of them.
Can we trust... We can't trust them, right?
I would say
we can't trust them completely.
I wouldn't.
We can't trust anybody completely with this kind of situation.
We can take their information, but I'd say keep them locked up. I mean, maybe return after so they're not just locked up on a desert island and they die horribly.
Well, I mean... It's not a desert island.
Well, like, yeah.
There are villages on this
but
island.
But even still, they're going to be stuck there, right? If we don't do something.
They're
but
sailors.
That's what happened to the people in Fiji.
They got locked up?
No, they got stuck there.
Oh.
Now they're thriving.
Okay.
No, I just mean that if we keep them bound, which we should as we go and deal with this, we might want to return. I don't know. That's what you guys think. I'm chaotic evil. You can't trust me.
You are
you're not chaotic.
Not
evil.
You're just chaotic.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Bad.
There's no
whatever.
Chaotic evil.
Chaotic
but I figure someone else would think of that.
You think someone else might have compassion, right?
I did. I was debating on trusting or not. I'm just worried if we take them with us, they see their other captains and they start fighting us.
I wouldn't
take
them with us.
I would leave them bound here. That way, we don't have to worry
with
about them later.
Amulets on their necks.
Oh gosh!
With amulets on their necks.
What do you mean?
Can we could, instead of these?
The wristbands.
Yeah. Whatever. We put on the goblins' necks because they were smaller.
Yeah.
We could give wristbands to these pirates and they just follow us.
But will the goblins follow us if we take them off?
Can Eva see?
Know.
Can
That's
Eva
the thing.
Why don't we just ask them?
I keep throwing them at danger.
Yeah. We've also done lots
you
of
do,
good stuff.
Yeah.
Can we just ask them, and does any of us have an ability where we can roll to see if they're being deceptive?
You'd have to trust them.
Well, we couldn't know if they were being truthful or not because of the bracelet's influence.
Well, he's talking about before, like right now, right?
He's talking about the pirates.
Are you talking about the goblins?
Pirates.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to ask
You can roll personality. A d20 plus 0.
Probably you, right? Mm-hmm. Who has highest personality? I have a 13, a 1.
He has a 13 with a 0.
I think 13 is a 1, right?
So that should be a 1.
Okay, I was like, either I messed up. I don't know what happened. Because I say I have a strength of 12 with nothing. Then I have a 13 with a 1.
Okay.
Fuck.
2.
You trust them.
Can I see what I thought of it? I have a 13.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm listening too, right? 13 plus 1, 14.
Okay. They, promise to be loyal as long as you don't strand them on this island or kill them.
Hmm.
you're not so inclined to believe them. You think they fear their captain more than you.
I say we leave them here, we're bound. Then we go, we deal with this, and once we're done there, we could come back and say, hey, your captain's dead, you have nothing. Then if they want to join our crew, they might be more inclined.
Oh, we leave them bound.
Well, yeah. So they don't come and follow us. What are you talking about?
Leave them all bound except one, and we go, and then they can just, you know what I mean?
And they can get the others and get a head start. No, absolutely not. No. That's stupid. We're going to get stuck in a cross.
Well, they die. They won't
die. What I said is that we go there.
We'll come back for
we
them
come back
we
with
win.
Them later after we've severed their loyalty to their captain, like we'll sever his head. Come back and say, hey, you guys have no choice. You can join our crew.
And we can leave the other, like, prisoner people that we released. We could leave them here with the food and water or whatever.
Okay.
Here. Let them rest, just watch over them.
Huh? No, I said leave them there with the idea
that
we're
just
going to
let them die. We're going to leave them there and sail away.
If we die, that means their captain wins, so they should be killed. So it'll work out.
Yeah.
Even though the captain will probably send people after him anyway. But still. No, it's a good plan.
All right. Well, we're going to leave you here.
So we're going to leave them there.
You tie them here. You give weapons to the 10 other dudes.
Well, there's those other weapons that we can just let them just keep the weapons from these pirates here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they can eat and drink from this hut or whatever they were watching. Because I'm sure they had stuff for them, just not for them, right?
Sure. And they'll all tell you, the prisoners and the new prisoners, that down below the ziggurat eventually leads to like a grotto sort of place, a harbor where the ship is.
Mm. Okay.
They have a lot of gold here, too. They've been pulling the scam for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were waiting until they were rich enough.
Until they were rich. They could have just sunk some ships that just had, like, flour.
Yeah. Sure.
And it's just turning to goo.
I mean, so you know that they've sunk at least Hidalgo's ship and your ship. So at least two.
Ours didn't have shit on it.
All right. Anything else around here that we want to go to? Should we go ahead to the big, giant doors?
I think we just say
is there anything else
to
around
the former prisoners not to be too cruel in revenge.
Like in the immediate area?
Like these people know of anything here besides the big bronze doors?
I mean, there's a lot of like really, you know, if you were an archaeologist, this is a fascinating place of a ruined civilization. But they don't know of anything other than that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess we go to the big doors.
I guess so.
To the doors.
All right. This round chamber is carved from the rock of the Temple Hill. Its walls are spiderwebbed by fissures, especially along the eastern wall. Some lanterns are placed on the floor here. One is lit and burning faintly. They are obviously modern manufacture. The tunnel mouth opens on the east wall, but is blocked by rubble from a partial cave-in. Another tunnel runs to the north and slopes downward slightly. There's a rope ladder that goes down into a 40-foot shaft.
Can you see down the tunnel?
Yeah, I can look with my new eyes.
The tunnel terminates in the bottom tier of the ziggurat, about 10 squares, 100 feet in.
Wait. Maybe 50?
Yeah, 50. You're right. Make a... you don't really need to check. You can tell that this is the epicenter of whatever struck the ziggurat. Because it's kind of like almost a meteor impact.
Yeah.
Right? If you just look down, it doesn't look like there's anything there. But there might be something if you investigate closer.
I would like to investigate closer.
Okay. You do so. How do you investigate?
Very carefully.
Sure. But you see nothing with your naked eyes.
Oh, I start digging.
Okay, you start digging and find a thumb-sized chunk of a very strange metal. Roll intelligence. Everyone can. It's looking.
Nineteen.
15.
Eight.
Father Loblaw, you recognize... You... know that this is what's called star metal. It's sufficient to make a spearhead, daggle, sickle blade, or some similar weapon.
Daggle.
dagger.
Okay. What's the dagger?
And if you were to do so,
well, classic shit.
it in its own is worth 1,500 gold pieces.
Oh, cool.
All right, I'm gonna dig some more.
How long do you dig?
I don't know.
I'd like to find some more.
Do you have the dagger, Eric?
Well, no, I just recognize what it is. Okay. It happens when it...
What dagger?
Do you dig...
There's no dagger.
There's no dagger.
It's just a
metal.
It's just
a piece of metal. You could turn it into a dagger.
You could use it to make something.
It's not enough to make, like, a sword, but you could make, like, a spearhead or a dagger or something.
Some arrowheads or something like that?
Arrowheads.
I mean, I suppose if we all dig for, like, a little bit, see if we find a little bit more.
Okay.
And we can use it to make something.
So you dig for, like, 10 more minutes?
You want to do that?
Sure.
12.
Okay, you dig for 12 more minutes. And
the goblins.
Nothing.
Now I'll dig for 13 minutes.
Now you do it for an additional 13 minutes for a total of 25 minutes?
Yeah.
So
shit.
You see, the longer we do this, the more we get captured, so we don't want to stay here too long just digging in the ground.
No, we found one, we're good.
Two more minutes.
We're not going to find any.
Shane.
You sure?
Yeah.
We're good. I mean, right now you're digging with your hands.
Yeah. We may find more metal somewhere else, something like that.
Make the kobolds dig while we go.
Do you want to do that?
Well, if they get jumped.
Yeah.
We don't want them time for the battle?
I would say the battle if against... we need to, we can come back later.
We never come back. We never go anywhere. Too. Once we leave, we leave.
So let's
those continue. Those people are fucked.
You came back to your original village after you left for 3 years to train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's continue
come
on.
Back here 3 years later.
You're doing excavation.
Okay.
All
right.
I need Dr. Grant here digging, man. All right, that motherfucker digging.
So is this where the ladder hole was? Is this where we were?
Yeah. Right? No. This is the separate tunnel.
Oh.
The ladder hole is different. So you start to climb down the ladder.
Well, did we look in it? We saw 50 feet away it ended?
50 feet down. There are flickering flames down there as if, like, they lit the place.
When you start climbing and I can have, like, my bee, like, can, like, look around from...
You want the bee to fly down and look in?
Can he, like, just...
Sure.
That way he's not making any noise or anything. He's just like... No, he's just... This.
I know, but sometimes they get the instinct when they're
in the middle
of their wings.
Shut up,
air.
Shut up, Calvin.
I'm just saying.
Shut up, Calvin. He's just crawling down.
But sometimes they can't.
No, the ladder could fail with all of us on it. We could all die.
Shut up.
Go down at once.
Just stop.
Just in case. That way we have less to fall.
So, like, we should, like, like, start climbing down. I'll have Bidro kind of peek in there. Look. So we can kind of have an idea of what we're climbing down into, right?
Sure. So he peeks. You see a rounded rectangular chamber.
Okay.
The walls were once decorated with colorful mosaics depicting the atrocities of the temple priests and their deep devil mentors. But thankfully, most of the artwork has crumbled.
Oh, good.
Just enough left to fire your revulsion. Yeah. A low campfire burns in the center of the room, flanked by a pair of empty bedrolls.
Okay.
A plains bronze door is set to the north wall.
Mm-hmm.
You can see.
See that?
Actually, roll perception for Bidro.
13?
Yeah.
Okay. He notices two large monkey-like creatures.
Monkey?
Lurk under the overhang. They have canine snouts, powerful jaws, thick brownish fur, and bear hindquarters.
There's monkeys down there.
Monkey bears. They're drop bears. Holy shit.
Okay. Follow up. Looks clear. Go ahead and head out.
All right. As you begin to descend the ladder, who's going first?
Aaron.
What? I don't go first. I send my bee drill down. We would send a tank first, right?
None of you know what else is down there, unless Aaron, if Aaron doesn't tell you.
I mean,
he's just being an asshole.
I'm part of a team. I don't know what he's.
And he's supposed to be the lawful one.
Yeah.
Who wants to go first?
Dick.
I told you, there's two monkeys down there. I said that first, and then I made the joke. Like, oh, Eric, it's fine. Go, it's clear. Uh-huh. I don't understand what's going on. Right? Did I say monkeys? First thing I said, two monkeys.
Just two monkeys down. Shane's our tank. It makes sense for him to go down.
You're the tank.
I'm.
Aren't you?
No.
What's your AC?
It's 20, but so is Shane's, right?
Okay.
So And I'm the healer. Yeah.
Now he's the healer.
Just trying to play the game better. Maybe we could have some of our other people go down.
We can send the goblins down.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste the goblins.
It'd be better to have
We've been wasting goblins.
That's coward. It'd be better to send someone higher AC first.
I'll do it.
Okay.
If they get attacked by that, they can withstand it more, right?
I sneak my way there.
All right.
Also, if the ladder's dangerous, who has higher dexterity or agility?
Him.
You have a 16?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if something happens, you're more likely to be like, save yourself.
All right, so Raven begins to climb down the ladder to the antechamber below. Find out what happens next time.
No.
On Dungeon Crawler Classic. Hey, guys. Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Blind Wave Tabletop RPG Dungeon Crawler Classic. If you want to find out what happens earlier than everyone else, you can go to patreon.com/blindwave. There's a link right over there.
Yep.
Look also in the description below for the website and all the other cool stuff that we do.
Yes. Thank you.
He's got frog eyes.